Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if you've taken one of these DNA tests. My mother-in-law is obsessed with these things. We bought her one last year, and now she's buying them for everyone else in our family. So she bought me one for Father's Day, and I took it. It was kind of interesting to see.
Mine was so boring.
Yeah, I knew most of mine. It's really hard because my family came through Ellis Island. It's hard to track them. We know where they were from in Central Europe, but that's about it. But I was surprised about how Irish I am. Mm-hmm. I'm about a third Irish, and I had no idea that there was that much in me. But she has been worried that her sister is not her sister and she might be a half-sister.
Why is she worried?
Because they just, I think they think their father...
So they together
might
collectively
have been a womanizer,
have thought that.
Right. And that they were only half-sisters. So my aunt-in-law, her sister, took the DNA test a couple of weeks ago. She calls this past weekend. She is in tears because my mother-in-law is not showing up as her sister on the DNA test. They are not related. And they are all freaking out. They call the DNA company. And it turns out that the test that my mother-in-law took is Ancestry. The one my sister-in-law or my aunt-in-law took is 23andMe. And they don't talk to one another.
They're not in the same database.
Correct. They are, in fact, sisters.
Ipso facto, they're still family.
Yes. So I'm just saying, if you're going to take this DNA test, make sure you guys are going into the same DNA pool.
Yep.
Just to be sure.
The story from the beginning doesn't make much sense. So in other words, they thought that another woman had the child and her mother raised it as her own?
No. That they had the same mother, but different different father. I don't remember what it was. I didn't pay that close attention.
Well, it would have to be different fathers.
They felt like they were only half-sisters.
Let's not poke too many holes in this lead balloon.
Well,
I didn't pay that close attention because I was just laughing at the part where they were two different DNA databases. Pam has a funny story about a DNA test. What happened, Pam?
My son's friend and his mother both got the DNA test done. They came back that they were not related. So they did it two times after that, and each time it came back differently. So I'd be very careful with those tests. Don't always take the first result as true.
Okay.
So
kind of scary.
Did it end up saying that
they weren't related, then they were related, then they weren't related. So be careful just mailing that stuff in. If you want something like that done, go to a doctor or, you know, someone around your area. I would definitely do that.
All right. Thanks, Pam. Peter?
Yes.
Okay, so you got one of these DNA kits and found out what?
The reason I wanted the DNA kit was because I was trying to learn more about my dad and his family after he died. Mm-hmm. So I got the DNA test, and I basically threw it in the drawer and didn't think too much about it. And a year later, my daughter was getting phone calls from a young lady that was saying she thought her mother was my sister.
Wow.
Now, she had taken the DNA test and was getting a match on me, so it was kind of strange. And then she said she thought her mom was my sister, so I got in touch with her and met, and I found out I had two sisters and a whole new father. And the father I thought was my father for 57 years.
Oh, my God.
Cell phones. God.
No, I need to know the end of that story.
Are you still there, Peter?
I am, yeah.
Okay, my God.
Oh, Peter.
It cut out right when you got to the pinnacle of the story. So back up just a little bit. So you ended up finding out what?
Well, I ended up finding out that I had two brand new sisters, and my father that I thought was my father for 57 years was not my father.
Oh,
so can I ask a question? Did you then embrace this new family? Were you angry? What kind of feelings did you have?
Well, at first I didn't believe it. I thought it was a hoax, but I did. I embraced the new family. They're fantastic
people. Oh, my God.
Now, did your dad know?
No. He went to his grave not knowing. He, at one point when he was about 86 years old, I had brought this to his attention because I looked a little bit different than my sisters. You know, I had light hair and my sisters had dark hair.
Right.
And he said, if there's one thing I know, all four of you are mine. But it must be I was actually another man's child.
I'm kind of glad
Better that he didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of glad he didn't find out.
Well, I guess I'm happy. Sad and I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy. All right, well, thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend, Peter.
All right, you
Bye,
too.
Bye, Peter.
Bye-bye.
My ex-wife has a sister, and she's not related to the father, and she doesn't know it. And I have a feeling she's going to find out it. Like, everybody in the family knows it. And I have a feeling at some point she's going to take the DNA test and realize that her dad is not her dad.
Oh, that makes me sick.
It's kind of interesting, though. It's like these DNA tests, you know, is forcing people maybe to tell the truth.
And some things maybe don't need to be told. You know what I mean? You don't know the situations of what happened when.
Yeah.
You don't know who might have been the better parent. You don't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
just,
it makes me sad.
Right.
But and
maybe there should be a little warning label on here. Be
yes.
careful.
Might be families.
You might not want to know what's going on inside your blood.
I need to take a lap after Peter's story.
And when it cut off there,
I thought we weren't going to get it. I was like, wait, what?
He was about to get his cell phone provider was going to get a real angry email
yep.
from me.
Send him some roses.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.